I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria's police say 276 schoolgirls kidnapped by the extremist group Boko Haram remain missing. Todd Nettleton for the Voice of the Martyrs USA confirms reports that they've been taken across the border into Cameroon. What's more, these girls were sold for as little as $12.
Now they're being offered as brides, which would be a permanent enslavement. So this really is human trafficking.
This month marks a year in state of emergency. Nettleton says traditional outreach is hard, but there's hope. There's more you can do. Links are at our website.
There is ministry that's going on, but it has to be done carefully, and it is very dangerous.
Meanwhile, storytelling spans cultural gaps. Oral presentation of the gospel is especially effective in countries that are hostile to Christianity. A spokesperson of Scriptures in Use tells us about a non-believer who was looking for a lost earring. Then, her believing neighbor approached her.
The believer, this woman who had developed a relationship with this other woman, said, well, I actually know a story about someone else who lost something very valuable. Would you like to hear it?
The parable of the lost coin caught the woman's attention. She realized that she was the lost coin and gave her life to Christ. Ask God for more storytelling opportunities. And technology can be kind of freaky. It means change. But in at least one instance, technology means reaching an audience of 700 different languages with the gospel. The Bible.is radio network, a Samsung smart TV app created by Faith Comes by Hearing, is now available. Pray that as people hear the word, their hearts soften to the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have our new and improved E-News Plus delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to Mission Network News and click on the banner. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.